Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando Show. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, co-owner of Moving to Orlando and realtor, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hey, everyone.
Realtor Danielle George.
Hello.
And our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Oh, hi.
And before we get started, just a reminder, if you're interested in moving to the Central Florida area, please reach out to us. You can head over to our website, movingtoorlando.com. Fill out the contact form there. One of our agents will get back to you shortly. Or you can give us a call toll-free in the U.S., 855-650-MOVE. That's 855-650-6683. And this week, we are going to talk about an article that was written by one of our contributors, Amy Krieger, or pretty much our only contributor right now, Amy Krieger, on an article she did, The Dream of Living Near Disney May Be Further Out Than You Think. And she was speaking geographically. It confused a few people. She was speaking geographically further out, not existentially. And in the article, she goes on to list some areas that people might want to consider. Because what you're finding out, especially after the last 2 years, prices of homes have gone up. And those areas closer to Disney, obviously, are the ones that are going to get more expensive, something these two realtors at the table know all too well. And so what's happening is people are being forced to move further and further out in order to find homes that are in their price range, because, you know, I say it all the time. We get the requests from people saying, I want a 5-bedroom, 4-bath home with a pool, and I want to be 15 minutes from Disney World, and I want to spend under $250,000. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Mm. It's just not going to happen. They don't exist. And if you find that, please let us know. You might find a small condo or townhome. Mm-hmm. That's going to have an HOA fee that's going to make you cry. But generally speaking, those don't exist anymore. To get that, you need to go further out from Disney. Some of the areas she pointed out, and a number of these were in Polk County. Mm-hmm. Winter Haven, which is anywhere from, according to her, 35 to 55 minutes away from Disney.
I'd lean towards that 55 mark.
Yeah, so, the traffic.
Winter Haven's pretty far.
Yeah.
And well, and especially with the traffic. Mm-hmm. I was coming from Winter Haven a few months ago back to my house, which is outside downtown Orlando. So I'm past Disney. And it took me an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. It took me an hour and a half to get home because of the traffic.
Yeah, there's really that only Highway 27 to get into Winter Haven. So trying to get out, everyone's trying to get through there, and you have to go through Haines City, Davenport to get to I-4, and mm-hmm. it's tough with, especially going around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but there are homes there that are like easily in the 200s that you
but can, that's the,
yeah, you can get some good houses there.
And, you know, something I say to people all the time when they talk about, oh, that's too, you know, Winter Haven's too far out. I'm like, how far away do you live now? You know, I talked to somebody in Ohio about, oh, no, that's too far away. Well, you're in Ohio, for God's sakes. You've got to get on a plane if you want to come to Disney.
Yeah, if you want to go to Disney 5 days a week, like right after you're done with work, you know, you can always consider working very close and then you at least kind of can pile that in. But really, like, yeah, you're not going to go to Disney 5 days a week. You don't necessarily need to be right on top of it. An hour on the weekend isn't that bad.
And, you know, I was in Winter Haven recently, and as I'm driving through, it's adorable. It's got a great downtown, a lot of shops, restaurants. Mm-hmm. There's a real suburban feel to it. Just beautiful neighborhoods. And I'm like, you know, because I would always consider Winter Haven that's too far out. Mm-hmm. And as I'm driving through, I'm like, I would live here.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think I've only had one sale in Winter Haven, and it was they really liked the town. Their budget was about $500,000, and I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to find a house for $500,000 in Winter Haven. We did find one, and
because it was too much money.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know that there are any that are that like that price, and I just didn't know offhand. But then there were a few, but like they ended up with like a really big house, lakefront. I think across you can see like. Maybe it's Legoland or something like that. Like something across the water they're able to see, so you could even be very, very close to that. So they were able to get a large waterfront property for that $500,000 mark, and they just wouldn't have been able to get that, you know, say on the Butler chain or something.
Oh, like, God,
nobody
no.
got nothing. So, yeah.
But we just sold a plot of land. Plot of land. No house. Just the land. On the Butler chain, it was $1.9 million?
I think we closed at like $1.87 million. Okay. Yeah, it was like almost an acre. Like 0.8.
Yes.
Wow.
0.8 yeah, acres. It wasn't even a full acre.
Yeah.
On the Butler chain.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, now that's an extreme example, but it kind of drives home the point that, first of all, with that kind of budget, you can get a lot with for any budget. You're going to get a lot more house the further out from Disney you move. Mm-hmm. But they were saying this about Craig. Where do you live?
I live in
Horizon West.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
They were saying this about Horizon West a couple of years ago. The prices were great. It was a great place to move, and that became the place. And everybody moved in. The prices went sky high. Then it moved a little further out.
Now Claremont, yeah.
Then Claremont. Mm. And now Davenport and Haines City are all starting to come on the map. Winter Haven is going to start coming on the map if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of good new build communities there. That's where I'm currently dealing in my Winter Haven search area. I'm dealing with a new build that we got for a pretty reasonable price of, I think, $310 for a 4-bedroom. Mm-hmm. And that's unheard of, even you know, going towards a single family home around here. So I think Winter Haven is definitely something to keep on the map. With the proximity to Disney, definitely something good.
See, and I'm getting ready to start looking for a home, which should be interesting. It should be an interesting. We might want to film that.
Do you need a realtor?
I know a few. I mean, I am one, for God's sake. But Winter Haven's one of the areas I'm thinking about. I don't need to be, and I don't really want to be right on top of Disney. And I want something with some space.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are hard to find for under $1 million in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So now the other one she mentions is Auburndale, which I am not familiar with. I mean, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I'm only familiar with parcels of land in Auburndale. I had a client who was really interested in that area, and we ended up finding a lot of different parcels of land. Not amazing, you know, 5-10 acres, but it was more reasonably priced within, you know, $30,000 to $70,000 for about an acre, which around here, the vacant land prices have just skyrocketed as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely, I mean, it's right in between Winter Haven and Davenport area. So it's kind of that northern area. And I think it's pretty reasonably priced for land.
Yeah, I think Auburndale's a really nice area. Auburndale's one of those that I know last, say, like, cut back to like 16 months ago. About 16 months ago, I was telling a lot of people that they should be looking into Auburndale and Oakland were like kind of the two, because it was like Oakland's like between Claremont and Winter Garden. And it was just, there was nothing like that. And like, I was like, Oakland's like the place. If I were looking, I'd probably maybe look there. And now of course, Oakland's priced out at this point.
So, is it really?
Oh yeah. But Auburndale is still not priced out for most people. So I'm like, that's still an up and coming place enough, but
Geographically, it's located near Winter Haven, And she mentions it's a little closer of a route to Disney, about 30 to 45 minutes from the parks. Auburndale is somewhere you can find safe communities with affordable homes and new construction, as Danielle was pointing out. It's full of lakes and beautiful trails and parks. Everything you need for shopping and dining is close by. And there are some great new developments selling in that area.
I actually like that area, too, just because there's a couple different routes you can get from Auburndale to Tampa without necessarily going on I-4. And, you know, you might originally come to Florida thinking about Disney and the theme parks and that. But I feel like for a lot of the culture that you want to get out of Florida and more local things, Tampa and St. Pete are where it's at. So and then you're also, you know, you have a nice little escape to the beach going down that way too. So
I agree. And that was actually something that when I was looking at this list that we had, because all these that are on the list are kind of in the same ish area. Like they're kind of in the southwest direction of Disney. But I was like, you know, I mean, the beach is on that side. That's, I mean, most locals go to the West Coast beaches because I mean, I think they're much better than the East. So you kind of want to go to the Gulf side of things, but there's just a lot to do over in that area. Tampa has a lot to do just as easy. There's cruise ships that go out of Tampa. Not Disney, but there are other cruise lines that go out of Tampa. There's great flight deals. If you, I mean, at that point, if you're in Auburndale, you're getting towards being in between MCO, which is Orlando's airport, and Tampa. Tampa's still a little further, but at least you are open to more options.
Yeah. Lakeland, another option on the list. Lake Alfred is next on the list.
Oh.
Lake Alfred is gorgeous. That's
it is,
yeah. Right near Winter Haven. Very rural. That's one thing people should keep in mind. Very charming, very rural. But have you guys had any experiences?
I have.
Lake Alfred?
I have. Most of the time, the people... So this list that's being compiled, it's tends to be... The people looking for this are not necessarily looking for big houses. They're just looking for space in between houses. And so that's kind of where they want a little more land. They want a little more gap between. Now, if it continues the way things do, like take St. Cloud as an example, then they'll just start building communities where everything's super close together. And now, in my opinion, St. Cloud has become this place where it's just community, 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 and really just nothing in between. There's very few stores or restaurants or groceries or whatever. So I'm hoping these areas don't become that, but it's still on the ground floor enough, even in Lake Alfred, especially that because it's rural, you could pick up a plot of land and have, you know, a solid 10 to 20 feet between your house and the house next door compared to around here where you're going to get about seven, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
7 to 10. Yeah. But yeah, Lake Alfred's a really good option. Prices are reasonable for what you're looking for, but so much of it's like, depending on where you're coming from, and it's weird how that works because we'll get a lot of people are moving right now from East Texas, I think because everyone from California moved there, so everyone from there is moving here. So a lot of people are moving from East Texas. You're not getting anything close to what you have in East Texas here. You're not getting the space. You're not getting the house that's as big as what you have there. You're not getting the upgrades you have there. Like you're not going to find that here unless you go really far out. And even then, it's going to be tough to get the same comparable stuff. But if you're moving from the Midwest, kind of a similar situation because there, I mean, the houses are so much bigger space-wise. But if you're moving from the Northeast, then you're going to find a lot more opportunities and a lot bigger spaces and homes because for the same price point, you might be in a townhouse in New Jersey, whereas here you could get a single family home, still 3 or 4 bedrooms, but you'll at least have some yard and grass space.
And Amy mentions that it's about 30 to 45 minutes to Disney from Lake Alfred.
Yeah. The only thing that I've noticed about Lake Alfred is that it's not fully developed, like you had mentioned. So wanting to go to Target or Walmart, you'd want to have to go to a different, you know, city. But of course, with time, as we've seen with St. Cloud, things will just start to develop more.
There's also something, there's a charming factor to that. that it's not overdeveloped because overdeveloped is what we do here. I mean, we overdevelop any open piece of land. They're going to put something in it.
Yeah.
Right.
So there is something to that.
I totally agree with that because coming from Wisconsin, this is nothing like I've ever seen before. Being on top of each other and having so much densely populated areas, it's nice to see smaller towns like this and still know that I could get that small rural feel without having to compromise being close to Disney.
Yeah, and I actually would say it's because we work a lot with investment people that want to do short-term rental properties, all that kind of stuff. But I think some places like this might actually be a good investment, not to make a lot of money, you know, offhand, because you're not going to get much with short-term renting. You would have to long-term rent it out. But I think just buying it and holding the property until those price points eventually jump, then that would be a really good strategic thing, because people get a little wrapped up in what's my monthly net revenue I'm getting from investing. And sometimes it's not that. If the house in 1 year or 2 years after things develop has, you know, goes up in value by $100,000, which it is not unheard of at this point.
That's happened in the last year.
That's going to be a lot better than, you know, a lot of people net after their prop, you know, after everything, maybe $500 to $1,000 in their pocket. But if in a year, you know, in a year, that's not going to, you've made $12,000 to $24,000-ish maybe is going to be a rough estimate. But if you just hold it, you're literally not making anything, but then you can sell it for an extra $100,000 the next year. That's a way better plan to go with.
All right. Well, next on the list is Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be 40 to 70 minutes away from Disney, a little further out. And what are your thoughts on Lakeland?
Lakeland, I had somebody buy in Lakeland very early on when we had first started, and home prices there were super reasonable. A lot of those homes are much, much older. They're going to be anywhere from the 1950s through the 80s. I haven't seen a lot of new development, but there is some. But you do get more space, a lot of chain link fences, because there's not as much. There's not as many HOAs because of when these communities were developed. So a lot more, which can be a great thing if you're somebody that's like, I don't want an HOA. It's a negative thing if you're somebody that's like, I don't like what my neighbor's doing kind of thing. But Lakeland's in a good spot if you're interested in also going to the coast a lot. There's people who buy, you know, who want to retire. They want to purchase something in Lakeland, and then they want to purchase like a little small condo or something by the beach on the Gulf side that they'll use somewhat, and then they'll short-term rent out their condo unit that they bought at the Gulf. But then they'll live in Lakeland to make that drive over. But, you know, you still can go to Disney. I think it's really for you. For me, if I got to drive 45 minutes to Disney, I might as well drive 60 minutes to Disney. Like, the extra 15 minutes isn't going to change my stuff. It's still too far for me to like get done with work and then pop over for dinner. And if that's like your goal, this is going to be too far anyway. So you might as well live an extra 15 minutes if it's the town you end up liking better.
My only experience with Lakeland is I went into a house that was over 100 years old. So piggybacking on that, my clients really love that old charm of the houses there. Completely renovated inside, but it still was a older home. So you never kind of, it's a catch all with the older homes if it's going to be, you know, built, bones are good, things like that. But driving around the town, I was really surprised. There's a drive-in theater there, which I don't see a lot over here. But yeah, so I thought that was a really cool feature.
Apparently there's an antique, like, market there, like, and everybody always says like, oh, you need to go to the antique store that's there, because it's a huge, it's almost like an antique farmer's market, where, and that's all people sell are like genuine antique items. But so apparently it's very cool if you're into antiquing.
And finally on this list, Haines City, which there was a time where the thought of Haines City being an option, it wasn't. Let me put it to you that way. But now it is. And you got a lot of people checking out Haines City, a lot of people moving to Haines City. What are your thoughts on that?
Definitely. I feel like a lot of the people who have been priced out of Davenport, they're moving down to Haines City because they're realizing adding another, 10-minute drive to their drive time to Disney, it's not terrible.
But I just want to point something out. You talk about being priced out of Davenport.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago, that was a sentence that we wouldn't, that no one would have spoken out loud.
Yeah.
It just, and so that's the, you know, the point of all this is that as these areas become more popular, these prices are going up and people are moving further and further out. But we're kind of going west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
with this. And I don't think there's enough discussion, really, or at least not in this article, didn't talk too much about, you know, some of the areas to the north, even to the east.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there areas not on this list that you guys are finding good opportunities?
Definitely to, well, on the Haines City option, I have recently gotten two people with new builds. They bought spec homes, so that's just homes you're picking up while it's already in the middle of being built. I was able to get somebody a four-bedroom for $335, I think is where we ended up.
Wow.
And then I was able to get a three-bedroom for about the high twos, I think, like $290-something. Now, this was one of them closed several months ago. The four-bedroom closes this month, which is January 2022, that we're filming this. So they'll close then. So $335 for a four-bedroom. So that definitely was a good option. And that's at the very, very north end of Haines City. So you're literally like borderline Davenport. So it's doable. It's just tough. To the south, I mean, we don't talk about it a lot on the show, but Poinciana is a good option if you want to be in a lower budget and get a lot for your money, but just do your research and figure out if that's like where you want to be. And then to the north, Howie in the Hills, there's, if you want to go much further, there's like Eustis and Tavares and Leesburg.
Ruben took me out to Howie in the Hills to film a couple months back. Oh my God. I mean, it's a drive.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It's a drive. It's about an hour from Disney. But, oh, my God, it was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, I mean, rural. And there are cows rural.
Yeah.
Which, for me, a Jersey boy, you know, yeah, no. Horses, like, you know, seeing horses. You know, we saw horses when the riot police were riding them. So, it's...
up there, you'll actually find like real like rolling hill type terrain, whereas like everything below is going to be like flat land. I mean, Harmony is out to the east. I mean, Harmony would be too far for me, but like for a lot of people, they are liking Harmony. I can't think of anything directly east, because that's the thing. Once you get a little bit too far, then you're kind of just getting towards the coast is the thing. I mean, there's people – I know Teresa owns in Christmas. She bought there, and I went to Cracker Christmas. So, like, Christmas is an option. It was very rural. Felt like being back in,
actually,
like, Mississippi or something.
The home prices in Christmas have appreciated more – percentage-wise than any other area in Central Florida. And Teresa, my sister-in-law, bought a farm in Christmas right before things went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The price of that property is now doubled in less than 2 years.
I'm sure.
She has land.
Yeah.
And that's the big attraction with Christmas, is that it's not difficult to find land.
Oh, no, it's not at all. I have somebody who actually was interested. He wants like 10 or 20 acres or something.
Well, that's where you're going to be looking.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we found great options there. So, and it's just literally he wants that to pull a manufactured home onto it, have a hookup, and that's going to be like the second home or the vacation home. Just get a huge thing of land, put a manufactured home like right in the middle of like 10 acres and just exist in the woods whenever you get ready to.
One thing I did want to mention was Groveland. I think that it's starting to get developed, especially because it's by the Mineola Claremont area.
Yeah.
But driving through the hills there, I mean, I was little blown away because I was like, wait, where are we going now? Because we just kept going north. And I'm like, are we stopping soon? Or are we just going to keep going? But yeah. I was really shocked there to see home prices for, you know, 3-4 bedrooms at $350. Mm-hmm. Because I did not think that that was doable. And it was still only less than an hour away from Disney.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. There's a look at some of the areas you could consider when moving into the Orlando area, and also good example of why having a realtor is a great idea, because these guys know these things and can help guide you in that search. So once again, you can reach out to us, movingtoorlando.com, or give us a call, 855-650-MOVE, 855-650-6683, and one of our realtors can help you out. And that will do it for this episode of the Moving to Orlando show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week. Have a great week, everybody.